Chapter 3 of Calling the Brethren for Counsel. Whenever weighty matters are to be transacted in the monastery, let the abbot call together the whole community, and make known the matter which is to be considered. Having heard the brethren's views, let him weigh the matter with himself, and do what he thinketh best. It is for this reason, however, we said that all should be called for counsel, because the Lord often revealeth to the younger what is best. Let the brethren, however, give their advice with humble submission, and let them not presume stubbornly to defend what seemeth right to them. For it must depend rather on the abbot's will, so that all obey him in what he considereth best. But as it becometh disciples to obey their master, so also it becometh the master to dispose all things with prudence and justice. Therefore, let all follow the rule as their guide in everything, and let no one rashly depart from it. Let no one in the monastery follow the bent of his own heart, and let no one dare to dispute insolently with the abbot, either inside or outside the monastery. If anyone dare to do so, let him be placed under the correction of the rule. Let the abbot himself, however, do everything in the fear of the Lord and out of reverence for the rule, knowing that, beyond a doubt, he will have to give an account to God, the most just judge, for all his rulings. If, however, matters of less importance, having to do with the welfare of the monastery, are to be treated of, let him use the counsel of the seniors only, as it is written, "Do all things with counsel, and thou shalt not repent when thou hast done."